Chapter 2 Aladdin was alone in the dark for 3 days. He was very sad. "He isn't my uncle," he thought. "He's a bad magician. How can I get out of here?" Aladdin was hungry and tired. And on the third day he put his hands together and he prayed for help. His hand touched the ring on his finger, and a big silver man was there. "I am the genie of the ring," he said. "I must do what you ask." "What do you want, Aladdin?"
"I want to be out of this place," said Aladdin.
He closed his eyes. Bump! He opened them again, and he was outside. The lamp was in his hands. He ran to his house. Aladdin's mother was very happy to see him, and she gave him food and drink. She took the magic fruit from him, and he went to bed. The next morning, Aladdin was hungry, but there was no food.
"Give me the lamp," said his mother. "I'll clean it. Then you can take it to the market. Someone will buy it, and you can buy food."
She took the lamp and cleaned it, and then a big gold man was there. "I am the genie of the lamp," he said. "I must do what you ask." "What do you want?" Aladdin asked for food, and the genie gave them 12 silver plates of food. When Aladdin and his mother needed more, Aladdin took the plates to the market. A man bought the plates, and Aladdin bought food with the money. He also took the fruit from the magic garden to the market. "This is not fruit," said his friends. "These are expensive jewels. You're a very rich man, Aladdin." Aladdin used the fruit to buy food for many years. One day, Aladdin saw Princess Badr-ul-Badur in the market. She had big brown eyes and long black hair. She was beautiful. "I love Princess Badr-ul-Badur," he told his mother. "I want to marry her." "You can't," said his mother. "You're a poor man."
"I will," said Aladdin. "I'm going to send her father, the Sultan, the magic fruit. They're expensive jewels. The Sultan will listen to me when he sees them."
When the Sultan saw the jewels, he said, "Who sent these jewels? This man can marry my daughter, but he must wait for 3 months. Aladdin was so happy. He visited his friends in the market every day. But one day, a friend said, "Today is a holiday, Aladdin. Princess Badr-ul-Badur is going to marry the son of the Grand Vizier."
"This cannot be right," said Aladdin, and he ran to his house.
He found the lamp, rubbed it, and the genie came out. "What do you want, Aladdin?"
"Princess Badr-ul-Badur is marrying the son of the Grand Vizier today. When they go to bed tonight, carry the bed here," said Aladdin.
The genie carried the bed to Aladdin's house with the princess and her new husband. "Send the husband into the bathroom," said Aladdin. The genie sent him there. The husband was so cold he couldn't move. The next morning, the genie carried the bed back to the Sultan's palace.
"What's wrong? Why is your husband so cold?" asked the Sultan.
The princess told him about Aladdin's cold house. "This is bad magic," said the Sultan. "This must stop." He sent the Grand Vizier's son away. Aladdin waited 3 months, and then he asked for Princess Badr-ul-Badur again. "Give me 40 plates of golden jewels, and you can marry my daughter," said her father. Aladdin used the genie of the lamp again. 1 hour later, he sent 40 plates of gold and jewels to the princess's father.
"What's this?" said her father.
"This Aladdin must be a very rich man. It's good that my daughter will be his wife." Aladdin was very happy.